strike up the band on a cold and wintry evening in February. We've made the road trip to Sioux City, Iowa, and we are at the Newman Flanagan Center. Roy Nacke Court as the Dort Defenders. That's Ray Nacke Court. The Defenders get set to take on the Briarcliff Chargers in Great Plains Athletic Conference women's and men's basketball play here this evening. Good evening. My name's Mike Biker. I'll be describing the action to you as it unfolds in front of us here at the Newman Flanagan Center. The Dort Defender women come in with a 12-6 conference mark, 20-6 overall, taking on a Briarcliff team that is 4-14 in the conference and 7-19 overall. Let's take a closer look at these two teams. We begin with the Briarcliff Chargers. Their wins in the league are over Mount Marty twice, Northwestern and Doan. Chargers are getting outscored 78.2 to 67.7 and out-rebounded 38.3 to 32.1. Chargers are converting 42% of their field goals. They also allow teams to make 42.2% of the field goals that they take. Mike Powers' team is converting 31.2% of its three-point shots. They've committed 23 turnovers per game and have forced 21 per contest. Connor Sudman is scoring 16.8 points per game to lead the Chargers. She is a freshman. She's gotten to the free throw line 146 times this season, and she is converting 84% of her free throw attempts. She also has a 4.4 rebounds per game average, hands out 2 assists per contest, gets a block and 2 steals per contest. Her running mate is Madeline Deichler, adding 13.2 points per game. Alyssa Carley has an 11.6 points per game average. Deichler is the leading rebounder with a 6.3 average, and Peyton Slaughter scores 8.1 points per game in her freshman year for Briarcliff. The Defender women are 20-6 this season, 12-6 in the GPAC. They have lost back-to-back games, though, losing a pair of contests last week to Northwestern and Concordia. Erica Feenster leads the team with 17.8 points per game, also gets 6 rebounds. She is making slightly over 60% of her field goal attempts. She is 112 of 140 from the free throw line through 26 games played. That comes out to 80%. Rachel Leifold and Carly Gustafson are both averaging 10.1 points per game. They have converted 56.7 and 61.3 points per game, respectively. Bailey Backman's averages at 7.7 points per game for the Defenders. Gabby Krakus is at 6.6. Peyton Harmson leads the team with 38 made three-point baskets this season. Dort outscores teams 81.9 to 67.5. They convert 46.2% of their field goals and 30.3% of the three-point shots that they take. The Defenders are allowing 38.4% field goal shooting and 27.7 from the arc. Dort is out rebounding teams 43.7 to 33.1, and they have forced 315 turnovers by steal. The Defenders have committed 520 turnovers through 26 games. That is a 20 turnovers per game average. They have forced 522 turnovers per contest. That is slightly over 20 per game. Most recent outing for these two teams, for the Briarcliff Chargers, it was a loss to the Midland Warriors on Saturday, 82-71. Midland was up 19-16 at the end of the first quarter, 34-28 at the end of the first half. Briarcliff converted 28 of 55 field goals. They're out rebounded 26-23 and committed 20 turnovers to 18 for Midland. Deichler scored 22 points. Carly added 18. Sudman got 13 with 6 rebounds. Dort lost to Concordia 74-56 Saturday. Carly Gustafson had 11 points and 7 rebounds. Erica Feenster scored 9 with 7 rebounds. These two teams played back in November, and my, oh my, that seems so long ago. That was back on November the 23rd. Dort used a 29-10 advantage in the second quarter to lead 43-25 at the half. They then outscored the Chargers 28-16 in the third quarter to get up 71-41 on the way to a 93-58 final. Krakus at 16, Harmson scored 14, Carly scored 15 for the Chargers. Shannon Sokolowski had 8 in the loss. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR88.5.com. We'll have a look at our starting lineups in just a moment, but first up, we will have our national anthem from the Newman Flanagan Center on the campus of Briarcliff University in Sioux City. are listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. Here's your starting lineup. First of all, for the home team, the Briarcliff Chargers. They will start number one, Alyssa Carley, a 5'11 senior from Trainer, Iowa, averaging 11.6 points per game. She's a 1,000-point scorer for Briarcliff University. Number three is Jaden Boosinger, a 5'7 sophomore from Bassett, Nebraska, averaging 4 points per game. Connor Sudman's a 5'11 freshman from Trainer, averaging a team-high 16.8 points per game. Number 11 is Peyton Slaughter, a 5'6 freshman from Cherokee, Iowa, averaging 8.1 points per game. And Madeline Deitchler rounds out starting five for the Briarcliff Chargers. She's a 5'11 sophomore from Trainer, Iowa, averaging 13.2 points per game. Again, for Briarcliff, it's Carly, Boosinger, Sudman, Slaughter, and Deitchler. For the Dort defenders, they will start number two, Erica Feenster, a 6-foot junior from Hall, averaging 17.8 points per game. Number 15 is Peyton Harmson, a 5'8 senior from Rock Rapids, averaging 4.8 points per contest. Number 21 is Jordan Van Manen, a 5'5 sophomore from Sioux Center, averaging 6 points per game. Number 30, Carly Gustafson, a 6-foot freshman from Ethan, South Dakota, averaging 10.1 points per outing. And rounding out the starting five for the defenders will be Rachel Leifold, a 6'1 senior from Bloomington, Minnesota, averaging 10.1 points per game. Again, for Dort, it'll be Feenstra, Harmson, Van Manen, Gustafson, and Leifold. Dort is coached by Bill Harmson in his second year at the helm of the Dort women's basketball program, standing 20-6 this season. Briarcliff Chargers are 7-19 under longtime head coach Mike Power. Mike Power, in fact, in his 20th season, leading the Briarcliff Charger women's basketball program. Not all in a row, but his 20th season coaching at Briarcliff. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with the opening tip in a moment. Dort gets the opening tip. Briarcliff gets a steal off the ensuing possession. They score a layup. Dort on the other end. Gustafson gets free for a two-point bucket, and the defenders tie it up 2-2. 2-2 our score. Looks like Briarcliff will go to a trapping half-court defense at least to start this contest. Briarcliff with the basketball, drive to the hoop, nothing there. Kick out pass to Boosinger. Boosinger with the basketball, working against Harmson. Gives it off into the corner to Sudman. Lob pass inside, deflected, picked up by Briarcliff. Three on the way, off the mark, no good. Rebound taken away by Harmson. Harmson to Van Manen, and Van Manen has it tapped away from her, and they say Van Manen trying to gain possession of it back, tips it out of bounds. Last touch by Dort, it'll be Briarcliff basketball. Briarcliff basketball, far sideline, throwing it in. Free throw line extended is Sudman. Sudman gets the ball inbounded to Slaughter. Slaughter with the basketball. Slaughter playing with a knee brace on the left knee. Pass comes back over to Boosinger. Boosinger with it. Briarcliff in their home white jerseys. Blue numbers trimmed in gold. Blue letters trimmed in gold. Their numbers are gold trimmed in blue. Ball's tipped away by Harmson, but a reach-in foul called against Harmson. Connor Sudman, the ball handler that time. Harmson picks up foul number one. That is team foul number one on the defenders. And Briarcliff maintaining possession of it, turning into a long possession, a fresh 20 to work with. Kick out pass, three, missed, no good. Rebound taken away by Gustafson. Gustafson gets it over to Van Manen. Van Manen with the basketball. Van Manen gets a screen set for her. Drops it off to Feenstra. Feenstra with a two-point basket. And the defenders lead it 4-2. Screen set by Evable that time, and Slaughter didn't see it coming. Teammate didn't help her out and let her know it was coming either. She runs blindly into Rachel Evable, setting that pick. For the basketball, Slaughter. Slaughter, wild shot, gets it to go. Peyton Slaughter gets a poor shot selection shot to go. Pass underneath Feenstra. Feenstra, the run out, it's good. Erica Feenstra makes it 6-4, defenders by two. Briarcliff with the basketball out front, Slaughter. Slaughter passes it off to Boosinger. Boosinger with it, gives it up to Sudman. Sudman on the left wing. Shot underneath, no good, but a foul on the play called against Evabold. Madeline Deitchler will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair of free throws. She's a 61% free throw shooter, and Rachel Evabold draws foul number one of the evening. 7:53 left to go, first quarter, Dort leading 6-4. Deitchler's free throws. First one is up and through. Deitchler, 82 of 135 entering play this evening. Makes the first one. Has another one on the way. We've been tied at 2 and 4, and this would tie it at 6, and it does. Our third tie already of this very young basketball game. Van Manen over the basketball. Briarcliff calls off the trap. Driving in Van Manen. Van Manen takes it straight to the basket. And a foul on the play called against Madeline Deitchler. Foul number one on Deitchler. And Van Manen will go to the free throw line to shoot two. So two free throws on the way for Jordan Van Manen. Van Manen, a 2 out of 3 proposition at the free throw line typically. First free throw is up, short, no good. And another one on the way for the sophomore from Sioux Center. Van Manen, another free throw on the way, trying to unlock the 6-6 tie. Number 21 puts it up. Number 21 puts it down. Van Manen makes the free throw. Dort leads 7-6. Here comes Briarcliff for the basketball. Briarcliff pass into the corner. Open three. In and out, no good. A rebound cleared by Evavold. Evavold long pass ahead to Feenstra. Feenstra, two players around her, and Feenstra is going to be called for traveling. Erica Feenstra, two players around her. Bodies bounced off her as she went up with it. And Feenstra travels for the basketball. Here comes Briarcliff coming back the other way. Dort intent on trying to get Feenstra on the runout. Pass goes high post. Briarcliff underneath. Shot, no good. Another runout opportunity. Here comes Feenstra. Feenstra gives it back over to Harmson. Harmson spots up. Three, too strong, no good. Kicks off the heel up and over the backboard, and the Briarcliff Chargers will get the basketball back. Three new players into the game. Beckman, Shimoleski, and Pruitt joining Evavold and Feenstra. Dort showing man-to-man defense now. With it out front, Briarcliff, pass, left side, Boosinger, underneath Slaughter, give it up, shot in the lane, misses everything, no good on the shot attempt by Sudman. Sudman, bothered on the shot by Erica Feenstra, and Dort will have the basketball back. 1-3-1, pressure applied by Briarcliff, and Beckman dribbles through it. Beckman now tries to pass it through the lane. Ball is kicked, and it's fallen on by the Briarcliff Chargers. More of a fumble recovery by Sudman. She's tied up immediately. Jump ball, alternating possession. It's Dort basketball. So Dort basketball. And the Chargers, Briarcliff basketball. Chargers bring it up. Chargers with it out front to Boosinger. Boosinger gives it left side to Drachman. Drachman underneath Deitchler. Deitchler working her in against Evavold. Shot off the glass, no good. Rebound to Evavold. Evavold drops it off for Beckman. Here come the defenders. Beckman up the floor. Beckman looking left side goes to Shimoleski. Shimoleski underneath Evavold. Evavold to Feenstra. Feenstra, two-point basket, good. Feenstra with six. Dort leads 9-6. 9-6, our score. Pass, left side. Boosinger gives it up to Allen. Allen, high post, Boosinger. Boosinger, double teamed, looking down low. Briarcliff with the basketball. 13 to shoot, now 10. Driving the lane, kick out pass, Boosinger. Boosinger, three, no good. Rebound, Beckman. And Beckman has it tapped away by a Briarcliff player. It'll be Dort basketball. So Dort gets the basketball back. And inbounding the basketball with the length of the floor in front of them will be Dort's Carly Gustafson, who just checked in for Rachel Evavold. Dort intent on trying to keep the tempo up, if at all possible. Left side pass goes to Shimoleski. Dort with a three-point lead at 9-6. Pruitt, right corner pass, Beckman. Beckman double-teamed. Beckman drops it inside for Feenstra, and Feenstra is fouled on the way up. Foul charge to Brianna Allen. Allen whistled for foul number one. Erica Feenstra, 6 points already, will go to the free throw line for a chance to shoot two more. 9-6, defenders leading by three. First free throw up and through for Feenstra. Another one on the way for the 6-foot junior from Hull, Iowa. 7 points for Feenstra already. Second free throw by Feenstra, up and through. Feenstra is an 80% free throw shooter. She's got 8 points, and the defenders lead it 11-6. Sudman with the basketball, directing traffic. Dort shows zone defense. Pass into the corner. Three, in and out, no good. Rebound Gustafson. Gustafson ahead to Feenstra, and it's picked off by Sudman. Sudman with a basketball transition opportunity. She's cut off. Shemileski chasing her. Briarcliff looking for the ball reversal. They go back to Sudman. Sudman deep left wing. Dort's zone extended out now. Pass back to Sudman. Sudman with it. Ball's on the floor. Picked up by Sudman again. 10 to shoot. Sudman, nothing there. Kicks it into the right corner. 8 to shoot. Sudman, corner. Over the top of Gustafson. Missed it. No good. Rebound tapped out and controlled by Briarcliff and Drachman. Back to Sudman. Sudman blocked by Feenstra. And they're going to call a foul on Feenstra, I believe. They're going to give two foul shots to Sudman in the process as well. And Erica Feenstra draws her first personal foul. Rachel Evavold will check into the contest. Checking out is Erica Feenstra. So Evavold is in. Two free throws on the way for Sudman. Sudman, an 84% free throw shooter. She has shot 147 free throws now this season. Stops the drought. That was a 5-0 run by the defenders. Sudman's first free throw good, second one dead center as well. 11-8, Briarcliff 4-for-4 from the free throw line here in the opening 5 minutes and 10 seconds of this contest. Beckman's pass deflected by Sudman. Double team put on by Briarcliff, and if Dort can get the pass out of that double team, ball reversal, they'll have some easy shots. Pass to Beckman. Beckman with a basketball. Briarcliff brings a hard double team again. Dort doesn't identify it. Pass goes back to Sudman. Sudman, double pump, right-handed shot, left side, good. Sudman with four. Dort leads 11-10. Into the front court, Beckman. Beckman goes left side. This is Pruitt. Pruitt, right side, Shemileski. Shemileski, high post. Gustafson. Gustafson, Beckman. Beckman, three, good. Bailey Beckman with the first three-point basket of the day for either team. And the defenders nearly force a turnover by Beckman on the far sideline. It goes out of bounds. Last touched by the freshman from Panora, Iowa. Evavold is out. Pruitt is out. Krakus is in the contest along with Bailey Tetzloff. So Gabby Krakus seeing her first action this evening. Briarcliff directing traffic out front. This is Drachman. Drachman, lob pass down low. Shot, no good off the heel. Rebound, Sokolowski. Sokolowski muscles it up and down. Shannon Sokolowski with a two-point basket. Dort leads 14-12. Beckman with the basketball. Beckman left side, Krakus. Krakus, they bring the double team. Comes back over to Beckman. Beckman back into the corner, Krakus. Krakus drives baseline. Cut off. Her pass intended for Beckman, and they say that Krakus stepped on the baseline out of bounds before she got rid of the basketball. And the defender lead is 14-12, and Briarcliff gets it back. Sudman is in the backcourt. Sudman, pass over the top. Krakus gambled for it, missed it. Here comes Briarcliff. Long two on the way, missed it, no good. Briarcliff with the basketball, working around the horn. Swing pass back over to Sokolowski. She lets fly with a long three, no good. Rebound Krakus. Krakus, bounce pass ahead to Beckman. Beckman with the basketball. Beckman double-teamed. Beckman still has the dribble. Now passes to Shemileski. High post Gustafson. Gustafson turns, faces. Pass back over to Beckman. Beckman three. Yes. Bailey Beckman bottoms out another three for the freshman. She's got six. Defenders lead 17-12. Sudman in the backcourt. Throws over the top. Here comes Briarcliff with it. Drachman. Drachman on the wing. Drachman and a reach-in foul called on Gabby Krakus. Krakus in the double team, a little too handsy, reaches in, gets called for the personal foul. That's foul number one on Gabby Krakus. Krakus playing with a taped-up right hand. Looks like it might be the thumb she's dealing with. She's going to take a seat on the end of the bench with Coach Bill Harmson. Bill Harmson giving some pointers. So Kennard is in the ballgame. Dort trailing, leading 17-12. Briarcliff basketball with it underneath. Nothing there. Sudman. Sudman cut off by Tetzloff. And Sudman, the second effort, gets it to go. So Sudman with the two-point basket. She's got six first-half points. And the defender lead is 17-14. Kennard with it. Kennard on the sideline, and Kennard travels with it. Well, Dort struggling just a bit with this pace. Briarcliff happy to bring the double teams. get the pace of the game moving. Sudman near midcourt takes it across the timeline and a reach-in foul called on Bailey Tetzloff. So Tetzloff whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number one on her. Team foul number five on the defenders, and it'll be free throw time for Briarcliff from here on out. Rest of the quarter, Briarcliff will be shooting free throws. Briarcliff, that's one advantage that they have had this season. They take about three more free throws per game than their opponent. And oftentimes it's Connor Sudman shooting them. She makes the first one. She can cut it down to a one-point ball game here with a second made free throw, and she does. Sudman with 8 points. She's come alive with the basketball. Beckman, Shemileski, Gustafson. Gustafson has it. It trickles off of her fingertips, and here comes Briarcliff at the elbow. Kick out pass Sudman. Three-pointer for the lead. Good. Left wing three by Sudman. Connor Sudman making it a 19-17 ball game. Shemileski in the corner. Shemileski's pass deflected, and Gustafson is going to be called for a foul trying to get to the pass. Dort trailing 19-17. Briarcliff right now on a 7-0 run. Briarcliff will now shoot more free throws. Peyton Slaughter will shoot two free throws. With the Chargers leading by two, 1:58 left to play, first quarter. First free throw is up and good for Slaughter. Slaughter with three. And the Briarcliff lead is up to three at this point. Another one on the way for Slaughter. That one's off the heel, no good. And a reach-in foul and over the back, a push called on the rebound against Slaughter. Peyton Slaughter whistled for her first personal foul. That's team foul number three on the Chargers in this quarter. Van Manen with the basketball. Van Manen's pass on the sideline, tipped, intended for Harmson. It's tipped out of bounds by Sudman. It'll be Dort basketball. Evavold throwing it in. Evavold over the top. Feenstra. Feenstra up strong. Good. Feenstra makes it a 1 point ball game. Dort trailing 20-19. Left pass, Sudman on the wing. Comes back out front to Carly. Carly with the basketball. Carly gives it up. Left elbow to Deitchler. Deitchler back into the corner. Carly, Deitchler. Deitchler puts it up. Shot off the rim, no good. Rebound tipped. Deitchler comes down with it. Misses everything on the putback attempt. Now Sudman misses on the putback. But she got bailed out. Foul on the play. That's going to go against the defenders and Jordan Van Manen. Van Manen whistled for the personal, and for Jordan, that is foul number one. So a couple of free throws on the way for the Briarcliff Chargers. Connor Sudman shooting two more. First one is up and good. She's got another one on the way. Sensing a theme here. Sudman to the free throw line already, her sixth free throw attempt tonight. And she makes her sixth free throw. The defenders trail 22-19 with a basketball. Pruitt. Pruitt across half court. Pruitt looking for the pass to Van Manen. Van Manen over the basketball. Got held. No call made. Comes back to Evavold on the elbow. Evavold, 17-footer, splashes it in. Rachel Evavold with a 2-point basket. Dort trails 22-21. Slaughter over the basketball across half court, guarded by Van Manen. And she dribbles it off of her foot, has to track it down near half court. Pass comes back out front. This is Sudman. Sudman working against Pruitt. Sudman on the right side. Now they switch. Evavold picks her up. Now with it on the wing. Pass over the top. Shot is up and good. The block jumper by Deitchler. She's got four. And the defenders trail 24-21. Van Manen over the basketball. Van Manen tries to step through the trap, and now we've got a jump ball called, alternating possession. This will be Dort basketball. So Dort gets it back, trailing by three. High scoring first quarter of play. Remember, this is a Briarcliff team that is averaging 67 points per game, and they put 24 up on the board here in this quarter already. Inbounding the basketball is Evavold. Evavold gets it into Pruitt. Pruitt with the basketball. Pruitt, right side it goes, Harmson. Harmson with it. Harmson back over to Van Manen. Van Manen gets away from the double team, gives it up Feenstra. Feenstra, short shot, good. Feenstra with 12 points. Defenders trail 24-23. Briarcliff basketball. Left corner, three to shoot. It's taken by Harmson off the air ball. Harmson lets fly with a three-quarter court heave. Off the mark, no good, and we played one quarter of basketball. Our score, Briarcliff 24, Dort 23. Back with the second quarter of play right after this.
Thanks, Brad.
Briarcliff basketball after the quarter break. Slaughter with it, takes it up the floor against Van Manen, goes to the high post. Briarcliff, this is Deichler. Deichler cut off on the block, gets it back over to Sudman. Sudman with the basketball on the left wing. Sudman at the free throw line, 15 to shoot. Comes back right side, three is short, no good. Rebound taken away by Van Manen off the missed three. The pass over the top intended for Harmson. And the ball passed out of bounds. Dead ball turnover. Dort already with 10 turnovers in this ballgame. Briarcliff has not been charged with any. And somehow the defenders are only down one, 24-23. Briarcliff basketball, Sudman. Sudman, high post, Deichler. Deichler underneath Sudman. Sudman shot good. Sudman able to turn and fire it off of the glass. She's got another two. And the defenders trail 26-23. Van Manen gets it to Evebold. Evebold for Feenstra. Feenstra driving in, and Sudman commits the personal foul before the shot. For Sudman, that is going to be foul number one. Sudman already with 15 points. Dort trailing 26-23. Throwing it in is Gustafson. Gustafson to Harmson. Harmson gets it over to Van Manen, and Van Manen, that pass tipped by Boosinger. Out of bounds, it'll be Dort basketball. Dort down three, 26-23, 9:06 remaining. Gustafson, free throw line, nothing there. Van Manen. Van Manen, bounce pass underneath Evebold. Evebold, two-point basket on the left side of the hoop. 26-25, point-blank range, shot for Evebold. Well, you've got to think if the defenders can take care of the basketball, they'll good things will happen. Been converting for a pretty high percentage, just giving it up, giving too many free possessions to the Chargers. Step back, tough shot by Deichler. Deichler with six, and the defenders lead trail 28-25 after the 15-footer by Deichler. Van Manen passes into the corner. Harmson. Harmson gives it up. Gustafson. Gustafson with it out front. Gustafson back to Harmson. Harmson is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Sudman. That's number two on her. So Sudman picks up her second personal foul. Sokolowski will check into the ballgame. Checking out will be Sudman. Also checking out is Slaughter. Dort to inbound the basketball. Evebold to throw it in. So Evebold to throw the ball in, directly in front of the Briarcliff coaching staff. 8:19 left to play in the first half. Pass goes into Feenstra. Feenstra to Van Manen. Van Manen with it. Van Manen gives it back over to Evebold. Harmson sets up her three from the right wing. No good. Rebound tipped, and we've got a foul called on the rebound against Briarcliff. A push called on the Chargers and Brianna Allen. Allen whistled for a foul number two. Throwing the ball in will be Gustafson. Long ways to go in this one. 8:10 left to play in the first half. Pass goes into Evebold. Evebold, Feenstra. Feenstra bounce pass down low. Gustafson. Gustafson back to Evebold. Evebold kick out pass Van Manen. Now Harmson back to Gustafson. Three on the way. Missed it. No good. Rebound cleared by Boosinger. Boosinger, that is. Boosinger goes right side. Looking for the feed down low is held. Instead, it comes back to Boosinger. Boosinger with it on the right side. She bounces it down low to Deichler, facing up 12 feet from the hoop against Evebold. Puts it up off the glass, gets it to go. Deichler, nifty move with the right hand. Dort trails by 5, 30-25. Harmson throws over the top, gets it to Gustafson in the corner. Back it goes Van Manen. Free throw line, Evebold. Right side, Harmson. Harmson three, missed it, no good. And a reach over the top. That's going to go on Gustafson. She'll be called for a push. That's team foul number three against, beg your pardon, team foul number one against the defenders in this quarter. But foul number two already on Gustafson. She'll have to check out of the basketball game. Dort trailing 30-25. 30-25 our score. Dort was down 24-23 at the quarter break. Yeah, those the defenders, 9 of 10 from the field in the first quarter. Problem is, Briarcliff got 22 shots from the field. Big disparity on the turnovers, hoping Dort can get that rectified. Here's Sokolowski. Sokolowski gets a ball screen, takes it hard to the hoop. She finishes, and the Briarcliff Chargers have staked themselves to a 32-25 lead. Timeout on the floor, charge to the defenders, 6:55 left in the first half. Back with more after this. You're listening to Dort Basketball on KDCR. Briarcliff outscoring Dort 8-2 to start the second quarter. With the basketball out front, it goes Beckman. Beckman into the corner, Shemileski. Shemileski to Evavold. Evavold has it tapped away. Might have been a reach in, no call made, and that's what happens in these ball games. Sokolowski now driving in, misses, no good. Wild shot off the bottom of the backboard, and here come the defenders. Pruitt. Pruitt with the basketball. Pruitt shoved in the back, no call made. Eventually get the ball underneath to Erica Feenster. Feenster with another two, and the defenders trail 32-27. Can't call them all, and that's what ends up happening in these pressing and trapping contests. With it on the left side is Sokolowski. Sokolowski passes it back out front to Allen. Allen with the basketball. Allen on the right side. Allen back over to Sokolowski. Sokolowski, kick out pass. Comes back to Held. Held in the lane. Doesn't square up. Ball's deflected. And a shot clock violation against the Chargers. It'll be Dort basketball. Dort will be inbounding the basketball. Mike Power out of the coach's box, voicing his displeasure to Jeremy Becker. And the Dort defenders will bring it back the other way. 5:45 remaining. Jeremy Becker pinned by Mike Power right now on the sideline, getting an earful. This is Backman. Backman comes back to Pruitt. Pruitt back to Feenstra. Top of the key three. Off the mark, no good. Rebound, Evavold deflected. Shemileski back over to Backman. Three, good. Three-point basket by Bailey Backman. Her third of the ball game. Dort back to within two, 32-30. With the basketball right side, Briarcliff bringing it up. Three new Chargers waiting to check in at the scores table. Pass over to Sokolowski. Sokolowski's pass through the lane, deflected, taken away by Shemileski. Shemileski to Backman. Backman with a basketball. Backman driving in, and Backman's going to be called for a charging foul. Backman gets called for a charging foul. Defenders trail 32-30. 5 minutes remaining in the first half. Sudman with the basketball on the right side. Ball deflected. Taken away by Evavold. And they're going to call a double dribble on Evavold. And it certainly looked like Evavold was trying to get possession of it initially. And they're going to give the basketball back to the Chargers here at the Newman Flanagan Center. Throwing the ball in will be Slaughter. Peyton Slaughter throwing it in. She gets the ball inbounded to Sudman. Sudman playing with two personal fouls. She's got it at midcourt. Sudman on the right side. Passes high post. Deitchler. Ball deflected. Tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Feenstra. It will be Dort basketball. Briarcliff basketball. Feenstra tips at last, they say. Inbounding will be Alyssa Carley. Carley gets the return pass in the corner. Carley's three rattles it in. Alyssa Carley with the three. Dort trailing 35-30. Backman with the basketball. Backman left side, Shemileski. Shemileski, right side it goes to Pruitt. Pruitt, left corner, Backman. Backman ball fake. Backman into the lane, and they're going to call her for traveling before she got knocked with the hip. Feenstra checks out along with Evavold and Pruitt. Krakus, Gustafson, and Tetzloff check in. Briarcliff basketball on the backcourt. Slaughter's pass cross-court taken by Sudman, and the ball is tipped away by Tetzloff. Tetzloff shovels it over to Shemileski. Shemileski ahead to Tetzloff. Tetzloff out of control, trying to pass it back over to Backman, and the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort. It'll be Briarcliff basketball. 4:04 remaining in the half. Dort trailing 35-30. Long pass over the top. Dort doesn't get back. And an easy basket for the Chargers. Chaden Bosinger with the two-point basket. It was Krakus who was racing to try and get back to bother the shot. Shot by Shemileski in traffic, no good. Rebound cleared by Briarcliff. Pass ahead, and that's going to be foul number three on Gustafson. Alyssa Carley will go to the free throw line to shoot two. I had thought it might be a charging foul. We've seen one called like that earlier, but to no avail. Carley shooting free throws. First one is good. Carley with another one on the way. A second free throw by Carley makes it 39-30. So Briarcliff answering the Dort run with a 7-0 run of their own. Kennard will throw the ball in for the defenders. Kennard gets it into Backman. Backman with a basketball. Backman with it across the timeline. Backman tries to pass it to Krakus. And the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort. It'll be Briarcliff basketball. And turnovers, the story of this first half. Briarcliff 39, Dort 30. Briarcliff has forced a bunch of turnovers in this one. It was 10-0 in terms of turnovers at the end of the first quarter. It's gotten a little better in the second quarter, but not much. Briarcliff with it in the backcourt. They get the ball up towards Deitchler. Deitchler with it. Deitchler has the pass deflected, and it's thrown back by Shemileski trying to find Backman. Ball's tossed out of bounds. Last touch by the defenders. It'll be Briarcliff basketball. Well, there have been times this evening Dort intent on trying to get out and run, and in the process have turned it over by throwing it directly to a Briarcliff player. Slaughter passes it left side. Sudman. Sudman into the lane. Shot no good. Put back attempt no good. Deitchler. Shot no good. Loose basketball picked up by the defenders. Now taken back by Briarcliff. Briarcliff for the basketball. Carley. Carley gives it back over to Slaughter. Slaughter with the basketball. Slaughter with it right side. They give it high post to Sudman. Sudman, Carley. Carley with the basketball. Back to Sudman, guarded by Van Manen. Van Manen back at on defense. Pass comes back out front. Bosinger. Bosinger with it on the left side. And should be a double dribble. And it is. Violation against the Briarcliff Chargers. Dort with an opportunity to cut into the lead. Dort down 39-30. They had it down to 32-30 moments ago and have surrendered a 7-0 run. Ball tipped out by Briarcliff. It'll be Dort basketball. Dort with 18 first-half turnovers, Briarcliff with 5. That is translated into Briarcliff getting 16 more shots from the field in the first half. With the basketball, Van Manen. Van Manen to Harmson. Harmson bumped. Now ball's on the floor. Jump ball, alternating possession. It'll be Dort basketball. 2:27 left to go in the half. Defenders shooting 67% from the floor, just haven't gotten enough shots. Harmson over the basketball. Harmson, back it goes Pruitt. Pruitt, high post, Evavold. Evavold reverses it to Van Manen. Van Manen to Pruitt. Pruitt with the basketball, Harmson, 20 to shoot. Comes back to Van Manen. Van Manen, runner from 10, left it short, no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Briarcliff. Here come the Chargers and Carley. Carley with it on the right side. Carley, pass underneath. Shot no good by Deitchler. Rebound defenders. Pass to Feenstra, and Feenstra has it blocked out of bounds. And they will say that the ball never went out of bounds, and it was touched by a Briarcliff player as she saved it in off of Feenstra. And with 1:55 left to go in the half, the defenders will need halftime to regroup. Briarcliff basketball bringing it up the floor. Sudman is on the bench now. Pull up those two personal fouls. They'll go for a little while without her. Briarcliff basketball driving in. Shot is blocked by Evavold. Out of bounds. Last touch by the defenders. It'll be Briarcliff basketball. Briarcliff throwing it in right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing it in is Slaughter. Slaughter. Pass deflected. Picked up by the Chargers and Carly. Carly with it on the right wing. Back over to Slaughter. Slaughter, corner three, good. Slaughter with the three. She's got six. Defenders trail by 12. Pass over the top, Feenstra. Feenstra, basket, good. Erica Feenstra with a two-point bucket. Dort down 10. 42-32, nearing a minute remaining in the half. Charger basketball. Ball deflected, taken back by Evavold. Evavold in the backcourt. Hands it back to Van Manen. Van Manen to Pruitt. Pruitt with the basketball. Pruitt underneath Feenstra. Feenstra with it, and Feenstra is hammered on the play. She tries to go up with it. Foul charge to the Briarcliff Chargers, Boosinger. Boosinger whistled for foul number one. .103 remaining in the half. Chargers 42, defenders 32. Checking into the ballgame will be Beckman for the defenders. Checking out will be Pruitt. Erica Feenster to the free throw line to shoot two. So two free throws coming for Erica Feenster. First one is up and good. She's got another one coming. 42-33 pending another free throw. This one's up and good as well. 42-34. So Erica Feenster with 19 first half points. Checks out of the ballgame with the defenders down 8. 1 minute remaining in the half. Sudman will bring it up against the token pressure by Backman. Sudman passes it off to Slaughter. Slaughter gives it up left side underneath Sudman. Shot is blocked out of bounds by Backman. It'll be Briarcliff basketball. So Briarcliff to toss it in. Left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing it in will be Sudman. Sudman gives it up to Deichler. Deichler into the corner. Slaughter. Slaughter over the basketball. Cross court pass. On the right side, Boosinger. They give it up underneath Deichler. And Deichler hammers it off of the glass and it goes down. Deichler with 10. Dort down 10. 44-34. Bounce pass to Tetzloff. And Tetzloff is held on the play. Foul's going to go on Carly. That's foul number one on Carly. Team foul number five against the Chargers. And Bailey Tetzloff will be shooting two free throws for the defenders. Bailey Tetzloff to shoot two. First free throw on the way for Bailey is up on the rim and down. Tetzloff with another free throw coming. 44-35 pending that second free throw for the junior from Brookings, South Dakota. This one's up and good as well. So Tetzloff makes both free throws. The defenders trail by 8, 44-36. 27.3 seconds remaining in this half, and Briarcliff will use a timeout to set up the final play of the first half. You're listening to Dort Basketball on KDCR. Well, let's see if the defenders can get to halftime down 8 at the worst. Bringing the basketball up is Sudman. Sudman guarded there by Van Manen. Sudman with the basketball. Dort does have a foul to give. And a foul on the play called on Jordan Van Manen. Van Manen whistled for foul number two. And Briarcliff will now inbound on the sideline. .16 seconds remaining. First half. With the basketball out front, Sudman guarded there by Backman. Sudman with the basketball. 10 now to shoot. Sudman out front. Tetzloff picks her up. Sudman on the right side, driving baseline. Pull-up jumper, missed it, no good. Tap in, no good, and that's the end of the half. Well, Dort gets into the locker room, down 8, 44-36, trailed by as many as 12 in the first half. And Briarcliff will take a halftime lead of 44-36 into the halftime locker room. You're listening to Dort Basketball on KDCR. We are at halftime. The Dort Defenders trailing Briarcliff women's basketball 44-36. Take a look at the halftime numbers for the Defenders. 13 of 21 from the floor, 62%. Briarcliff 15 of 39 from the floor, 39%. Briarcliff getting 18 more shots from the deck than the Defenders. Briarcliff 11 of 12 on free throws. Dort 7 of 8. Rebounds, Dort has a 17-14 advantage. Turnovers, Dort with 18, Briarcliff with 7. Dort's been whistled for 11 fouls so far. Briarcliff has been called for 8. Erica Feenster leading all players with 18 points in the first half. Bailey Backman with 9 on 3-3. She's 3 of 3 from the floor. For the Chargers, they're led by Connor Sudman with 15 points. Madeline Deichler chips in with 10. Alyssa Carley has 7, and Peyton Slaughter has 6. 5 rebounds for Deichler to lead them. For the Dort Defenders, 4 rebounds for Rachel Evavold. Around the conference, scores at halftime look like this. Midland leading Doan 35-32. Northwestern over Jamestown at halftime 39-27. It's 32-32 Dakota Wesleyan and Mount Marty. And the Dort Defenders trailing Briarcliff 44-36. And over in Seward, it is Concordia leading Hastings at halftime 32-20. Slaughter will inbound the basketball as Briarcliff has the first possession of the second half. Pass goes over to Sudman. Sudman right side, and it's tipped out of bounds by Harmson on the pass. And the ball goes out of bounds. It'll be Briarcliff basketball. So Briarcliff throwing it in. And tossing it in will be Slaughter. Slaughter with the basketball. Gets it into Sudman. Sudman with it, 20 to shoot. Driving left side, and we've got a foul called on Evavold as she tries to go through a screen. So Rachel Evavold whistled for the personal foul. And for Rachel, that is number 2 this evening. Inbounding the basketball is Sudman. Sudman gets the ball inbounded to Deichler. Deichler out front, Sudman. Sudman with the basketball in between the circles. Sudman comes back over to Carley. Carley guarded there by Gustafson. Carley, three-pointer, right wing, good. Alyssa Carley with 9, and the Defenders trail 47-36. With the basketball, Van Manen gets it over to Evavold. Evavold will take it across the half-court stripe. No trap comes. They get it to Harmson. Harmson, middle of the floor. Left side it goes to Van Manen. Van Manen with it at the free throw line. Fires it back over to Gustafson. Thought about the three. Instead goes over to Evavold. Van Manen on the left wing. High post to Gustafson. Gustafson with a left hand. Good. Carly Gustafson with 4 points. Defenders trail by 9, 47-38. Slaughter gives it up left side. Sudman. Sudman with it. Sudman on the left wing. Sudman goes high post. Boosinger. Boosinger back to Slaughter. Slaughter, bounce pass inside, and it's deflected out by Feenster. Trying to save it in is Van Manen. And the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Defenders. It will be Briarcliff basketball. Briarcliff to throw it in left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Sudman to throw it in with 12 seconds on the shot clock. Ball deflected, picked up by the Chargers. Chargers, Deichler, passes right side Boosinger, and a kick called against Feenstra's. The shot clock is under 10 seconds. Briarcliff will get it reset to 20, and the Chargers will throw it in right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Alyssa Carley to throw it in for Briarcliff. Carley to toss it in. Pass comes out front with a basketball. This is Sudman. Sudman. Spin move in the lane and a foul on the play called on Rachel Evavold. That's foul number 3 on Evavold, her second of this quarter. And now the Briarcliff Chargers will shoot more free throws. Sudman is already 6 of 6 from the free throw line today. And now 7 of 7. Starting to see why she's among the league leaders in free throws shot and made. Gets to the free throw line a ton. Makes the first one, can extend it back to an 11-point lead with a second free throw. That one's good as well. 49-38, Briarcliff up by 11. With the basketball, Van Manen. Van Manen gets it to Evavold. Evavold takes it across half court. Evavold working against Slaughter, and Evavold travels with it. Trying to look for the pass underneath to Feenstra, and she gets called for the violation. It will be Briarcliff basketball. So Briarcliff gets it back. Chargers with it on the left side. This is Sudman. Sudman testing the waters, kicks it into the right corner, Slaughter. Slaughter with the basketball, Harmson taps it away. 8:01 remaining third quarter, Dort down 11, 49-38. Well, you just feel like Dort's so close to solving that Briarcliff trapping defense. But too many turnovers so far. Sudman, shot, right side, no good, missed it. Deitchler with the offensive rebound, and she draws another foul. Briarcliff has been very active on the offensive glass. Peyton Harmson has called for the personal foul. That's foul number two on her. Briarcliff has definitely been the aggressor this evening, and that has paid off. They've been called for fewer fouls, and they've been able to force more turnovers. Madeline Deitchler to the free throw line, shooting two. First one is up and good. Another one on the way. Dort trailing by a dozen right now, pending another free throw. This one's up and good as well. Baker's dozen lead for the Chargers, and the Chargers have outscored Dort to start the second half, 7-2. Pass over the top, Feenstra. Feenstra gives it up. Pruitt. Pruitt off of the window from straight on. Good. Heavy Pruitt with a two-point basket. Dort trails 51-40. Gustafson's going to be called for a foul as Briarcliff takes it across half court. Bailey Tetzloff will check into the ball game. Tetzloff will check in. Gustafson will check out. And for Carly, that is foul number three, and that's already team foul number four against the defenders in this quarter. Throwing the ball in will be Sudman. Sudman throws over the top, throws it up for grabs. Boosinger comes up with it deep in the near half-court line. Boosinger picks up her dribble, passes over to Slaughter. Slaughter misses everything too strong with a three-point shot, and the rebound is taken away by Van Manen. Van Manen ahead to Feenstra. Feenstra has it stripped on the way up by Sudman. It will be Dort basketball as the ball goes out of bounds. Out of bounds, last touched by Briarcliff. It'll be Dort basketball. Throwing the ball in will be Pruitt. Pruitt left side of the lane as we throw it in. Pruitt looking, has a player open in the corner, instead goes to Feenstra, and Feenstra steps on the baseline out of bounds. 51-40, Chargers leading by 11. Sudman with the basketball after yet another defender turnover. Sudman brings it up against Tetzloff. Pass goes right side. Lob pass over the top. Deitchler. Deitchler gathers it in. Deitchler with a two-point basket. And Deitchler now with 14. Defenders trail 53-40. With the right side is Harmson. Harmson over the basketball. Harmson high post. Tetzloff. Tetzloff shot in the lane. No good. And Briarcliff coming back the other way. Now Van Manen taps it away. Van Manen tips it away on the pass intended for Carly. Ball goes out of bounds at the scorer's table. Last touch by the defenders. It'll be Charger basketball. Well, Briarcliff in control of this one, leading 53-40. Defenders need to start having some good things happen. True by a Baker's dozen. 6:45 remaining. Still time, but you've got to fix some things on the fly. Sokolowski for Briarcliff, guarded by Beckman, gets a ball screen. With the right corner, this is Allen. Allen with it on the wing. Allen with it, picks it back up, gives it off to Sudman. Sudman, lob pass over the top, and a two-point basket for the Chargers and Lamprecht. Lamprecht with her first bucket, and the defenders trail 55-40. Comes to Shemileski. Shemileski with a basketball. Shemileski back out front, in between the circles. Pass goes right side. Pruitt launches a three, leaves it short, no good. Rebound Shemileski, and wrestling it away is Sokolowski. And now we have a foul called on the defenders. Five fouls already on the defenders in this quarter. 3 minutes and 59 seconds into the quarter. Prior Cliff still with four fouls to give before they send Dort into the bonus. Sudman will go to the free throw line. She'll shoot another two free throws. So Sudman, first free throw is good. She's got another one coming. 18 for Sudman. And Briarcliff off to a 56-40 lead and now 57-40. A 13-4 run by the Chargers to start the second half. And they have a stranglehold on this one now. Beckman will bring it up for the defenders. Beckman passes left side, Chmielewski. Chmielewski gives it off to Tetzloff. Tetzloff loses it in the double team. Taken back by the Chargers. Chargers with the basketball. Chargers left side. Three missed. No good. Rebound taken away by Evavold and a reach-in foul called. They're going to call a foul, the first foul of the half called against the Chargers. It's going to go on Dreckman, I believe. Waiting for it to go up on the board. No, they're going to give it to Peyton Slaughter. That's her second for the Cherokee, Iowa native. Beckman passes right side. Give it up underneath. Evavold, kick out pass. Beckman. Beckman pull up from 10. Good. Beckman with 11. And the defenders trail it 57-42. 57-42. Keegan Held with it. Try that again. Kagan Held with it. Pass goes into the corner. Kick out pass. Three from the left wing is good. Three-point basket for Brianna Allen. Dort trails 60-42. 5 minutes left to go in the third quarter. Beckman with a basketball. Cross-court pass. Chmielewski. Chmielewski driving in, and Chmielewski is going to be called for steps. to 42, defenders down 18. Dort with just 24 field goal attempts so far in this one. Briarcliff, this is shaped up to be a perfect storm for them. Held pull-up jumper in the lane, no good. And the rebound is taken away by the defenders and Beckman. Time for Dort to start chipping away. Still have time, but you got to start scoring, and you got, more importantly, have to start taking care of the basketball. Briarcliff with the basketball. Lamprecht after the missed shot by the defenders and Tetzloff. Driving in, we're going to have a travel called before the contact. Kennard trying to take the charge, but a travel violation called against Briarcliff. It'll be Dort basketball. Tetzloff bringing it up and gets it away to Beckman now instead. Beckman across half court. Beckman to Chmielewski, Chmielewski to Kennard. Kennard, high post, Tetzloff. Tetzloff, jumper, misses everything. Rebound saved in by Krakus right to a Briarcliff player. They had three players underneath the basket. Now Briarcliff brings it up, Sokolowski. And Sokolowski is going to be called for traveling. Sokolowski whistled for the travel. Five new players checking in for the Chargers. Looks like their original starting five. And it'll be Dort basketball. Dort throwing it in. And they get it into Chmielewski. Chmielewski with it. Dort down 60-42. Chmielewski back over to Beckman. Beckman with the basketball. 3:58 remaining in the quarter. Pass into the corner. Kennard. Kennard lets fly with a three. Too strong. No good. Rebound taken down by the Chargers. And Chargers with a run-out opportunity. And an offensive foul called on Slaughter. Slaughter led with her left forearm as she tried to dribble through the defense. She gets whistled for an offensive foul. It'll be Dort basketball. And throwing the ball in will be Tetzloff. Tetzloff gets it into Beckman. Beckman will take it across half court. Beckman with the basketball. Beckman goes right corner. Now Krakus. Krakus underneath Tetzloff. Tetzloff shot no good. Defenders limited to just 6 points so far in this quarter. Tetzloff got it right side and muscled it up. She's going to go to the free throw line to shoot two. She was fouled in the act of shooting. Beckman, Pruitt, and Gustafson all have 2 points apiece on field goals for the defenders in this quarter. That accounts for their six. Tetzloff, first free throw, no good. Another one on the way, trying to cut it to 17. This one's off the side of the iron, no good. Score remains 60-42. Sudman throws it away into the Briarcliff bench area. Dort gets the ball back on the turnover, an unforced turnover. Tetzloff to throw it in. Tetzloff looking, gets it in to Shemileski. Shemileski will take it across half court. On the pass, it goes Tetzloff. Tetzloff, left corner, Krakus. She'll try it for three. Missed it, no good. Rebound deflected. Picked up by Shemileski. Shemileski, jumper in the lane, good. Shemileski from straight on gets the two-point basket to go. Pass over the top. Here comes Briarcliff charging in. And a left right-handed layup from the left side for Boosinger. She's got four. And we're right back to that 18-point difference. Dort trailing 62-44. And now a blocking foul called on the Chargers. That's going to go on Madeline Deitchler. That's number two on her. So Deitchler whistled for the personal foul. Deitchler called for the block. That's foul number four against Briarcliff in this quarter. Pass comes into Evold, reverses to Harmson. Harmson into the corner, Van Manen, ball fake. Van Manen back over to Pruitt. Pruitt left wing three, misses, no good. Ball bounces over the top of the backboard, and that goes out of bounds. Last touch by the defenders, it'll be Briarcliff basketball. 62-44, Dort down 18. Pass, middle of the floor. Chargers have it, right side. And a push called on Peyton Harmson. Harmson whistled for foul number three this quarter. Foul number two of the quarter. Number three for the ball game. And Briarcliff will go to the free throw line with Peyton Slaughter shooting free throws. She's drawn 71 free throw attempts so far this season. Misses that one. She's now 1-for-3 tonight. Another one on the way with 2:37 left to go in the third. This one's up, and that one rattles in. 63-44. Defenders are down 19. With the basketball, Van Manen poked away from behind. Here comes Briarcliff back the other way. Pass over the top, taken away by Harmson. Here comes Dort in transition. They won't get a transition opportunity, though. Harmson passes it off to Van Manen. Van Manen with the basketball. Harmson has it taken away, and a run out now. Slaughter driving in with left hand, good. Slaughter with a two-point basket. She's got nine. Defenders trail 65-44. Timeout on the floor, charge to Dort. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with more after the full-length timeout right after this. Dort with the basketball after the timeout, trailing by 21. Biggest lead of the ballgame for the Chargers. Pass goes into the corner, Van Manen. Van Manen three, no good. Saved in by Sokolowski. Briarcliff comes up with it, and here come the Chargers. Now the ball is tipped by Pruitt, and it's tapped out of bounds. Last touch by the defenders. It'll be Briarcliff basketball. Briarcliff throwing it in left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Dort showing full court pressuring defense. Chargers will bring it up. Held. Held gets it across the timeline just in front of the 10 seconds call. And somehow no travel called on that pass down low. Lamprecht turns, misses the point blank shot. Dort is unable to gather in the rebound. It was a campfire rebound. Four defenders around it, and nobody able to latch onto it. Ball goes out of bounds, touched last by the defenders. And Briarcliff has it. Lamprecht working her way in against Evavold. Evavold blocks it out of bounds. It'll be Briarcliff basketball again. Dort got down 7, 32-25. Got back to within 32-30. And since then, it's been all Chargers. Down to the baseline. Cut off and a travel violation called on the Chargers. Briarcliff has outscored Dort 33-14 since it was 2 points. Driving in is Feenstra, and Feenstra is fouled on the play. Erica will go to the free throw line, and first time Feenstra has been able to get the ball here in the second half. Foul called against the Chargers and Sarah Dreckman. That's number two on her. Free throw is up for Feenstra. That's good. She's got 19. Another one on the way. 65-45. Pending the free throw by Feenstra. And Feenstra now 6-for-6 from the free throw line. Defenders trail 65-46. 1:25 remaining in this third quarter. Briarcliff with a 19-point lead and the basketball. 11 minutes and 23 seconds left to play. Briarcliff bringing it up is Allen. Allen across half court. Hands it back over to Held. Held with it. Held gets a ball screen. Ball's on the floor, picked up by the Chargers. Right side pass, Sokolowski. Sokolowski tries to fire it opposite corner. It's taken away by Kennard. Kennard in the backcourt, being hassled back there. Comes back over to Van Manen. Van Manen up the floor, and Van Manen gets it across the timeline. Right at the 10 seconds call. That was very close, and they rule that Van Manen didn't have it across half court. As the clock ticked down to 20. Briarcliff for the basketball. Sudman. Sudman at half court. Sudman guarded by Beckman. Pass goes right side. With it in the corner is Carly. Carly with the basketball. Right wing now. Picks up her dribble. Guarded there by Beckman. And a 5 seconds call against Carly. Carly unable to get a pass off. Defenders down 19. 65-46. Beckman will bring it up for the defenders. Beckman across half court against Carly. Goes to Kennard on the elbow. Kennard, back it goes. Van Manen, and Van Manen has it poked away from behind by Carly. And Carly is called for the personal foul. Van Manen will go to the free throw line to shoot two. So first free throw on the way for Van Manen is good. Jordan now 2-for-3 tonight from the charity stripe. Has another one on the way. This one's up and off the side iron, no good. 65-47, Briarcliff up. 23 seconds and counting left to play in the quarter. Van Manen trying to hassle Slaughter, and Slaughter steps on the sideline out of bounds. Mike Power on the sideline, unwilling to give the basketball to John Garrow. And now John Garrow issues the official warning on Mike Power. Dort will inbound the basketball. Evewald to throw it in. Evewald gets it into Van Manen. Van Manen over the basketball. Feenstra into the corner. Kennard. Kennard, three, off the mark, no good. Rebound tipped, and we've got a foul called on the rebound against the defenders, and we'll walk the other way and shoot free throws. Foul's going to go on Erica Feenstra. That's number two on her. And Connor Sudman will go to the free throw line to shoot two more free throws. Sudman with 10 free throw attempts. These will be 11 and 12 for her. She's 10 for 10 so far. And 11 of 11. A second free throw on the way for Sudman. Trying to stretch this back to a 20-point ball game with 10.5 seconds remaining in the third period. And she does. So Sudman now with 21. Van Manen into the corner. Kennard. 7 seconds left to play in the period. And the ball is taken away by Briarcliff. They'll hold it. And the quarter comes to an end. Dort's outscored 23 to 11 in the third quarter of play. We head to the fourth quarter. Dort trailing 67-47. Back with more after this. This is Dort Basketball on KBCR 88.5. As we resume play, Erica Feenstra with a putback off of a missed three. Erica Feenstra now 22, and the defenders trail 67-49. Briarcliff in the driver's seat, and it's their game to lose right now. Chargers have it, right elbow, Deichler. Deichler with it, gives it back to Sudman. Sudman in traffic, off the glass, no good. Rebound cleared by Evavold. Evavold back over to Van Manen. Van Manen to Harmson. Harmson over the basketball, Van Manen. Van Manen into the corner, Gustafson. Back it goes, Van Manen. Van Manen with the basketball. Van Manen, right side, Harmson. Harmson Feenstra at the free throw line. Back to Van Manen. Three-pointer short, no good. And the ball goes out of bounds. Last touched by Dort. It will be Briarcliff basketball. So Briarcliff has the basketball back after the defenders missed the shot. Taking it across half court will be Sudman. Sudman with the basketball, guarded out there by Gustafson. Pass comes back to Slaughter. Dort down 18, 8:43 and counting. The clock now becoming an opponent just as much as the score. With the basketball, Gustafson after a missed shot by the Chargers. They get it into Van Manen, and Van Manen is held in the backcourt by Slaughter. Peyton Slaughter whistled for her fourth personal foul. I beg your pardon, is that just three on her? I had her with four, but I could be wrong. Haven't gotten a copy of the official stats up here since the first quarter. With it right side is Gustafson, and Gustafson's going to be called for traveling. Turnover back to Briarcliff. Briarcliff for the basketball. Gustafson will check out of the ballgame. Checking in is Tetzloff. 67-49, Briarcliff up 18. Chargers throwing it in over the top. They get it to Sudman. Sudman with the basketball. Sudman, Tetzloff tries to poke it away from behind. And the foul is going to go on Erica Feenstra. That's foul number three on Feenstra. Gustafson will inbound, will check back into the game. Tetzloff will check out. 8:19 remaining. So free throws on the way for Sudman, and Sudman, even though it looks like she might miss a free throw, gets the friendly bounce. 13 for 13 from the charity stripe, now 14 for 14. Defenders down 20 again, 69-49. Nearly 2 minutes gone here in the fourth quarter. Well, it comes back over to Harmson. Harmson over the basketball, Gustafson. Gustafson, Van Manen. Van Manen pass to Evavold. It's tipped and taken away by Carly. Carly layup good. Alyssa Carly with 11. Defenders trail 71-49. Well, the basketball, Van Manen. Van Manen comes back over to Harmson. Harmson, Gustafson. Gustafson, three on the way, no good. And they're going to call a foul on Erica Feenstra before the shot. Briarcliff, a very spirited effort here this evening. And that has led to a 71-49 lead for the Chargers with under 8 minutes to go. Sudman in the backcourt. Tetzloff is going to be called for a reach-in. Tetzloff on the double team, whistled for the reach-in. And for Tetzloff, that's number two. Defenders trail 71-49. Briarcliff inbounding the basketball. Sudman with it across half court. Sudman on the right side. Passes into the corner, Carly. Carly with the basketball. Carly passes. Left side, Boosinger. Boosinger underneath Deichler. Deichler's basket is good. Count the hoop, and she is fouled. And the Chargers lead it 73-49. This was a 44-36 ball game at halftime. And the Chargers have dominated the second half of play now. Deichler with the three-point play. 74-49. Bringing the basketball up the floor is Backman. Backman to Kennard. Kennard with the basketball steps through the double team. Ball's deflected. Picked up by Tetzloff. And again, Briarcliff deflects it away. That's Brianna Allen. And the Chargers tip it out of bounds. It'll be Krakus throwing it in for Briarcliff. So Briarcliff will defend as Dort inbounds. 74-49. Briarcliff in control. Dort in danger of dropping their third straight. Pass over the top, Tetzloff. Tetzloff, free throw line, puts it up, draws some contact, and a foul call made. Foul's charged to Taylor Lamprecht. Lamprecht whistled for foul number one. And that is team foul number two on the Chargers in this period. Free throw's on the way for Tetzloff. First free throw by Bailey, no good. Tetzloff has been off this evening from the free throw line. She's 0-for-3. Tetzloff finally gets one to go. And for Bailey, I beg your pardon, she was 0-for-3 in the second half. She's 3-for-6 for the ballgame now. She was 2-for-2 in the first half. Keep in mind, she's an 80% free throw shooter. Dort trailing 74-50. Sokolowski tries to pass it underneath. Ball is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort. It'll be Briarcliff basketball. Briarcliff up 74-50. This Briarcliff team, I will say, has been playing better as of late, even though they don't have a lot of wins to show for it. Took Dakota Wesleyan down to the wire here in Sioux City a couple of games ago. Lost to 83-79. Sokolowski unable to get a shot off before the shot clock expires, and the defenders will inbound the basketball now. Dort's been limited to just 14 points here in the second half. Backman with a basketball. Backman gets it back over to Shemileski. Shemileski, Kennard. Kennard with it. Kennard back to Backman. Backman back to Shemileski. Shemileski, Kennard, high post. Tetzloff. Tetzloff rolls in a 10-footer. Bailey Tetzloff with five. Defenders trail 74-52. Across the timeline, right side, Sokolowski. Sokolowski driving in, and Sokolowski travels with it. So Sokolowski travels with the basketball, turns it over. It'll be Dort basketball back. Defenders trailing by 22, 74-52. Coming up when this game has concluded, we'll check in with the Wireless World postgame wrap. Harmson with the basketball gets it ahead to Tetzloff. Tetzloff looking down low. She'll pull the trigger from 17. It's good, left side. Pruitt with a two-point basket. She's got four. Defenders trail 74-54. 5:50 and counting, ball game. Briarcliff basketball, Allen. Allen guarded there by Pruitt, the senior from Urbandale, and Allen dribbles it out of bounds. It'll be Dort basketball. So Sudman checking back into the game as well, along with Boosinger, Deichler, and Slaughter. Looks like there are five black jerseys on the floor, five white jerseys on the floor. Throwing the ball in will be Evavold. Evavold to Van Manen. Van Manen across the timeline trying to pass it ahead. And we've got a kick called against the Chargers on defense. Dort will throw it in again. Left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing it in is Pruitt. Pruitt gets it into Harmson. Harmson left corner. Back to Evavold. Outside it goes. Evavold, 15-footer, right side, no good. And Rachel in danger of picking up a personal foul on the reach-in. Instead, Sudman takes off with it. Sudman drives in, shot no good by Deichler, but a foul on the play. Called against Dort's Peyton Harmson. That's foul number four on Peyton. And more free throws for Briarcliff and Deichler. Deichler, 5 of 5 so far tonight from the free throw line. First one is up and good. She's now 6-for-6. Well, the aggressor typically gets more free throws, and the Chargers have been just that this evening. They are now 24 of 27 from the charity stripe. And an over and back violation called as Dort throws a long pass and Harmson jumps from the front court into the back court to receive that basketball. So an over and back violation called. And another turnover by the defenders. Defenders over 30 for the ball game. And you ask, what does that mean? Well, it's meant 16 extra shot attempts from the floor for Briarcliff. Briarcliff with the basketball. Slaughter throws it in, gets it into Deitchler. Deitchler misses the shot, gets it back again. Her putback is no good, but she's fouled on the play. And Deitchler will go to the free throw line to shoot two more free throws. So Briarcliff 24 of 27 so far for the ball game from the free throw line. Dort 11 of 16. Deitchler makes the free throw. This will be her ninth free throw shot. Currently 7 of 8, now 8 of 9. And the Chargers lead 77 of 54. 77-54, Briarcliff. Krakus with it in the corner, and Krakus tries to step through the double team. And she steps on the sideline out of bounds. It'll be Dort basketball, Briarcliff basketball after another turnover. Briarcliff in the backcourt, Deitchler. Deitchler over to Slaughter. Slaughter with a basketball on the left wing. Slaughter passes it back out front with a basketball. Sudman at the top of the key. 4:44 and counting, ball game. Pass to the right wing, intended for Slaughter. Tipped out of bounds, last touch by Dort. It'll be Briarcliff basketball. So Briarcliff throwing it in, Sudman. Sudman on the right sideline, gets it into Carly. Carly turns and fires a three, no good. Trying to save it in was Boosinger. And the ball bounced off of the end line, out of bounds. It'll be Dort basketball. Dort with the basketball back. They get it in to Beckman. Beckman with the basketball. Beckman tries to pass it ahead and turns it over. It's Briarcliff basketball back. Chargers have it on the right side. This is Carly, 4:20 remaining. 77 to 54. Briarcliff in front. Pass out front intended for Sudman. Take it away by Kennard. Kennard with it. Right side. Beckman. Beckman, another three. That one's no good. Rebound tap by Krakus. Controlled by Boosinger for Briarcliff, and Briarcliff will take their time. Boosinger takes it across half court. Gets it to Carly. Carly with the basketball. Carly to Boosinger. Boosinger dribbles it off of her foot. Picked up now by Slaughter. Jump ball called. No, they're going to say that Slaughter gets a timeout called. It will be Briarcliff basketball when we resume play. Timeout on the floor, charged to Briarcliff. Back with more after this. Well, everything going Briarcliff's way tonight. Madeline Deitchler gets a pass over the top, finishes with the two-point basket. Briarcliff leading 79-54. Last week, Dort loses a rivalry game on Wednesday night to Northwestern. Lose on Saturday to Concordia, one of the top teams not only in the conference but in the country. And now tonight on the road, run into a buzzsaw as the Briarcliff Chargers took control early in this one. First free throw no good by Tetzloff. She's got another one coming. Briarcliff fought back from an 11-6 deficit early, took the lead for good at 19-17, and the defenders have never led since, and they're not going to. 3:27 left to go in the game. Dort trailing 79-55. This has been a reversal of fortune from the first meeting between these two teams. Dort won that one handily. Now, we'll say Briarcliff, a youthful team, and Sudman seems to have found her stride as a college basketball player here since the Christmas break. Deitchler with it on the baseline. Deitchler, a senior, drops it off. Shot no good. Offensive rebound put back by Slaughter. No good. Picked up by Briarcliff. And off of the glass for Boosinger. Boosinger with a two-point basket. She's got six. Briarcliff leads 81 to 55. Right side it goes Krakus. Krakus out front. Backman. Backman, three. Good. Bailey Backman with a three-point basket. She's got 14. Defenders trail 81 to 58. 2:42 and counting. Long pass over the top. Here comes Carly with it. Carly driving in, and she's fouled on the play by Kennard. Free throws on the way for Alyssa Carly. 81 to 58. And the defenders will send four new players into the game. Kennard will stay on the floor. Mari Smitsdorf, Michaela DeYoung, Riley Van Hulsen, and Faith Anderson all check in for the defenders. First free throw is up and good for Carly. She's got another one coming. And a second free throw is up and through as well. 83-58. 2:37 and count and holding right now. Bringing the basketball up will be Kennard. Kennard will take it across the timeline. Kennard, left side, Anderson, back over to Kennard. Kennard with it on the right side. Into the corner, Michaela DeYoung. Michaela DeYoung, three, missed it, no good. Rebound, Van Hulsen. Van Hulsen put back, good. Riley Van Hulsen over the two-point basket. Dort trails 83-60. 2:14 and counting. Briarcliff basketball, left side. Chargers have it. Pass goes over to Allen. Allen with the basketball. Allen, they go left side, Lamprecht. Lamprecht with the basketball. Shot on the way from the perimeter, no good. Rebound taken away by Faith Anderson. Anderson over to Kennard. Kennard left side, Michaela DeYoung. Michaela back over to Kennard. Kennard short corner, tries to feed it underneath. Mari Smitsdorf. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Chargers. It'll be defender basketball. So Briarcliff inbounding the basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Anderson to toss it in. They get the ball inbounded. Kennard. Kennard with it to Anderson. Anderson flips it back over to Kennard. Kennard to DeYoung. DeYoung can't handle the pass in the corner. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by the defenders. It'll be Briarcliff basketball. 1:37 and counting. Ball game. Briarcliff with an 83-60 lead. Chargers have it on the left side. This is Drackman. Drackman with it, gives it up to Allen. Allen passes it down low, and the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Chargers. It'll be defender basketball. 1:22 and counting. Kennard across half court. Right side, DeYoung. DeYoung, Smitsdorf. Smitsdorf reverses Anderson. Comes back over to Kennard. Goes back over to Faith. Faith, three, left corner, good. Faith Anderson with a three-point basket. Dort trails 83-63. Charger basketball, 1 minute remaining. Left side pass. Chargers setting their offense. With it on the left wing is Allen. Allen gives it up. Sokolowski. Sokolowski back out front. Chargers, Drackman. Drackman on the left side. Drackman picks up her dribble. Back to Sokolowski. Sokolowski, three, off the heel, no good. Rebound, Faith Anderson, and Anderson has it tipped away from her. Out of bounds, last touch by Dort. It'll be Charger basketball. So Briarcliff with a 20-point lead. 34.8 seconds left to go. Dort's going to fall to 20-7. Chargers will improve to 8-19. And a travel violation whistled against Briarcliff. That's Kagan held. Gets called for steps. Taking the ball up the floor is Kennard. Kennard to Smitsdorf. Top of the key. Into the corner, DeYoung. Michaela reverses. Over to Faith Anderson. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by the defenders. It will be, well, no, last touch by the Chargers. It'll be defender basketball. Throwing the ball in is Faith Anderson. Anderson to Kennard. Kennard, high post, then Halsen. Back to DeYoung. DeYoung lets fly with a three. No good. 10 seconds left in the backcourt. Ball's down on the floor. Picked up by Anderson underneath Smitsdorf. Layup good. Mari Smitsdorf for the two-point basket. Dort trails 83-65, and that's the ball game. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Stay tuned. Up next, the Wireless World post-game wrap. We'll be back with more right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. The Dort Defenders fall today on the road in women's basketball. Final score 83-65 as the Briarcliff Chargers hand Dort their third loss in a row and their seventh of the conference and overall season. The loss drops Dort into a tie now with Dakota Wesleyan in fifth place in the Great Plains Athletic Conference regular season chase. Dort was up early 11-6. Briarcliff came back, took the lead on a three-point shot by Sudman, Connor Sudman, to make it 19-17, and they never trailed again. Dort got the lead down to 24-23 at the end of the first quarter, and it was 44-36 at the end of the first half. Third quarter belonged to Briarcliff as they outscored Dort 23-11. Dort never able to formulate a run, get back in it, and they lose by the final of 83-65. The numbers, Dort 24-46 from the floor, 52%. Briarcliff 25-63. Three-point shooting, Dort 5-21, Briarcliff 5-19, 24% for the defenders, 27% for the Chargers. Free throw shooting, Briarcliff 28-31 from the free throw line, Dort 12-18. Rebounding, Briarcliff a 36-27 rebounding edge. Turnovers, story of the ballgame, 34 for the defenders, had 10 in the first quarter when the die was cast, 24 for Briarcliff. Team fouls, Dort whistled for 25, Briarcliff called for 17. Dort led by Erica Feenstra's 8 of 11 night from the floor, 22 points, 6 for 6 from the free throw line. Bailey Backman with 14 points, 5 of 6 from the field, 4 of 5 on three-pointers. 6 points for Bailey Tetzlaff, 4 for Abby Pruitt, 3 for Faith Anderson, 2 each for Mari Smitsdorf and Jordan Van Manen, 2 for Maya Shemileski, 4 for Carly Gustafson, 2 for Riley Van Halsen, 4 for Rachel Eifold for their total of 65. For the Briarcliff Chargers, 23 points for Connor Sudman, 4 of 12 from the floor, 14 of 14 though from the free throw line. She now lifts her season free throws shot to 160. She's made over 85% of them. 22 points for Madeline Deichler. She's a player that was averaging 13.2 points per game coming into the contest. She was 7 of 16 from the floor, 8 of 9 on free throws. 14 for Alyssa Carley, 6 for Jaden Boosinger, 3 for Brianna Allen, 9 for Peyton Slaughter, 4 for Shannon Sokolowski, and 2 for Taylor Lamprecht for their total of 83 points. Madeline Deichler with 9 rebounds to lead Briarcliff. Briarcliff also got 4 assists from Peyton Slaughter and 3 each from Carly and Boosinger. For the defenders tonight, they were paced at the on the boards by Rachel Eifold with 7, and then dropped off to Beckman and Gustafson with 3 rebounds each. Eifold also with 3 assists. 2 assists each for Van Manen and Shemileski. Briarcliff wins it by a final of 83-65. Back with more on the Wireless World postgame wrap right after this. Scores from around the GPAC tonight. Finals in. Briarcliff defeats Dort 83-65. Midland over Doan 70-65. It was Concordia over Hastings in that clash of conference frontrunners 83-46. That forces a tie in the league right now with both teams standing 18-1 with 3 games to go. Northwestern defeats Jamestown 77-70 up in North Dakota. And Dakota Wesleyan, a 74-66 come from behind winner over the Mount Marty Lancers. Conference standings now right at the moment. Hastings and Concordia both 18-1. Morningside 13-6. They were idle tonight. Dort and Dakota Wesleyan now tied for fourth place. And the defenders right now have the tiebreaker on Dakota Wesleyan, but now the defenders, no room for error. Want to hang on to a top four spot in the league for that postseason tournament with three games to go. Going to have to do some work. Northwestern is now 10-9. Jamestown slips to 9-10. Mount Marty and Midland are 7-12 right now. The final spot in the GPAC would be one of those two teams. They both stand 7-12. Briarcliff would be on the outside looking in. 10th place at 5-14 with three games to go. College of St. Mary 2-17. Doan is 1-18 in GPAC basketball play. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Let's take another break, and we'll be back with more The Wireless World postgame wrap right after this.
This broadcast.
What's up next, you ask, for the Dort defenders? Well, they will be back at home, but it's out of the frying pan and into the fire. And facing a team that, it's going to be tough to get better against because you're taking on the team that was number two in the most recent NAI coaches poll and shares the top spot in the conference with Concordia, now at 18-1. That'll be Hastings on Saturday. That will be a 2 o'clock start time at the DeWitt Gym, and you can hear that game on KDCR 88.5. Then next week, the defenders on the road taking on a Mount Marty team that has improved from the first time around as well. And then wrap things up at home on February the 22nd against the College of St. Mary Flames. So I don't see an easy one in that group, but the defenders, as I said, they need to get they need to do some work. Love to hang on to the fourth seed for the GPAC postseason tournament, but still a lot of basketball to be played between now and then. Bill Harmson has not made his way out of the locker room yet. At least I haven't seen him. No, sometimes they get waylaid by the Sioux City Journal writers and answer their questions before they head over to the radio spot up here in the balcony. If Coach Harmson makes his way over, we'll be sure to get his postgame comments. Right now we're going to send it back to the KDCR studios for newscast, and we'll be back. Get things set up for the men's contest right after this.